And I'm glad that he just reminded us that throughout this evening, you will be able to hear from Peggy Hodge and her team for WJR Traffic and Scott Larrimore and his team for WJR Weather. We'll keep that going for you, though this show ends in about 10 minutes at 9 o'clock. That will be an hour and 5 minutes or so away from the start of the fireworks, which you can watch very easily and very nicely. If you can't be there along the river, you can watch it on WDIV Local 4, and they do a tremendous job, just like our team is doing a tremendous job. Dan Cahalan, Dominic Valentini, Ronnie Martin, all helping out in the studio. Ray Templin on location on the rooftop. I don't know if he was able to bring Sherry along. And then, of course, Chris Renwick, who did bring his wife Stephanie and his boys Jake and Henry. And Mike Parsons, who Chelsea, well, we had dinner just the other day, had a wonderful visit and spent some nice time together. It's all a family at WJR. It continues to be a family for 101 years, led now by our first female program director, Ann Thomas, who was my producer for the morning show when I did it for many, many years. And then, of course, Steve Finitieri, who is the grand poobah, the boss overall. And we just got a great team. There are so many people behind the scenes that make these things possible that we could not do without them. And our sponsors who create an opportunity for us to bring you free programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether you're listening at 760 on the AM dial or streaming us, which is what all the new kids are doing. The cool kids are streaming at WJR.com. And if you miss a show, like my Focus show, noon to two, not always convenient for you to be there noon to two, you can listen to the podcast at WJR.com as well. And I hope that you will. Meanwhile, we're happy to point out Corewell Health is 65,000 team members strong, committed to this great city, committed to Detroit and the region, and proud to partner with the Parade Company and sponsor many community events throughout the year, like tonight. And we so thank and so welcome the president of Corewell Health, Lamont Yoder. President Yoder, it is a pleasure and a privilege to catch up with you again, sir. I hope you're having fun.
Hey, likewise. It's great to be here again. That's just an incredible event, and we're proud to be here and partner with the Parade Company. It's awesome.
Tell us about your ties to Michigan and the fact that Corewell Health is indeed involved with community organizations throughout Metro Detroit. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, you know what? This has been a longstanding history of decades and decades of healthcare in Michigan from our legacy Beaumont and Spectrum organizations that came together 3 years ago. And sometimes I say, you know, we're a toddler, we're only 3 years old, but that's as a new company. We actually are decades and decades old of standing on the shoulders of giants and providing amazing care to all the communities we serve across Michigan now as the state's largest healthcare provider and still in our true core nonprofit mission-driven organization of caring for people, improving health, doing so with humanity and inspiring hope for people for the future.
You know, I have to say, it always blows my mind, Lamont, when I see the involvement that you have, the responsibility you have as president of Corewell Health Southeast Michigan. You lead the strategy and corporate decision making for 8 hospitals, more than 150 outpatient sites, nearly 5,000 affiliated physicians, 1,800 advanced practice providers, 9,000 nurses, 2,000 volunteers across 3 counties. I maybe shouldn't even say this because this might even seem overwhelming to you when you hear it all together like that.
Well, you put it that way, maybe it does, but you know, I'm the same person I was decades ago when I started as a nursing assistant on nights and a nurse here in Michigan long before that hospital was known as Corewell Health. And that's the same for all those thousands of people you just mentioned that have been living in our communities for decades and care for the community. When we do that together as one team across the organization, you know, we can do what is needed for all of our communities. And so it makes it less daunting when you put it that way and you surround yourself with great people and say, I'm still the nursing assistant nurse from years ago. Now I'm in a leadership role, but what can I do to help? because it's all about people who care for people who care for people, and that's what we do every day.
And doesn't that sound overwhelming, Chris Renwick? I mean,
I was going to say, Paul, I thought we were tired.
I was going to say, we think that we have complicated jobs. That's nothing. I mean, we've got nothing. We sit in front of a microphone and we talk to our family.
Yeah, exactly. And we need leaders like Lamont. We need people that are invested in keeping keeping our families healthy and treated when we need that care, when we don't always want to go to the hospital.
Yeah, right.
But they're there for us, and I think that's a great security blanket for this community.
Oh, sure
it's
is.
Fun and a privilege and an honor to be involved in so many of the programs we are in the community, and it makes it not seem like work. It seems like just pleasure of getting to do what you love to do when you're in that that reality.
Knowing,
so it's fun,
Lamont. Knowing you've had more than 30 years of experience leading healthcare organizations, and as you mentioned, starting out like you did, and just working your way through, it means that the boss knows what people are all going through. You've been there, you've done it, and that's, I think, always very helpful. Tell me, we've got Lamont Yoder, President, Corewell Health. Tell me a little bit about this Corewell Health and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Tricia Keith, the president and CEO, as you two begin a new era of partnership to improve health outcomes and promote affordability. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we just posted on our internal and external communication sites today that the longstanding history of our legacy organization in Corewell Health and Blue Cross Blue Shield has come to common ground on creating the best partnership we can for the future of all the communities we serve across all the 21 hospitals in the state of Michigan and all the thousands of care sites and our 65,000 team members. So it's very exciting for a long commitment together into the future, focused on really the highest quality of care, the best service, the best value we can for all the communities and businesses, small and large, and doing so in a way that makes things affordable for everyone to access the care that they need across all of our communities, small and large.
Well, congratulations to you, Lamont Yoder, President, Corewell Health. We are a better city and region because of your work and the men and women that you represent through Corewell Health, and we thank you over and over again for all of the good work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Our pleasure to be here and sponsor the great work of the Parade Company. We're thrilled to be part of that.
Great to have you as a part of it and so many other great things you do in our community. That's going to do it for this broadcast today. The fireworks are about an hour and 10 minutes away from right now, and I want to thank this great team. That whether it was Peggy Hodge or Scott Larrimore or Blaine and Lauren from our morning show at the FM 96.3 or Mike Parsons or Ronnie Martin, Dominic Valentini, Dan Cahalan, Chris Renwick, Chris, do you have any idea where Jake and Henry are? Tell the truth.
I've got visuals.
Okay.
So, yes.
Right. Ray Templin and the whole team. Turn everyone's mic on and let's do one rehearsal. I want one big ooh and then a big ah
okay.
from the
All
team.
Right.
Are we ready?
Awesome.
Three,
awesome. Let's do it.
Two, one.
Ooh.
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 Ah.
Ah.
Sorry. I was a little fast.
Someone was premature with their
Sorry, ah. I was a little ahead of the beat.
And I've said Tony Michaels is the wizard of ahs and oohs. And now you're about to find out in about an hour and 5-10 minutes when the fireworks begin. Our pleasure to be with you once again. Be with you tomorrow from Midland, the Dow Classic. Regards, Paul W. Smith.